Good morning, Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Yes, indeed, David. It is Monday, and hip, hip, hooray.
Another day, a chance to excel in every way. Well, you can't excel if you're not healthy. And we're seeing now, after nationwide ceremonies to mark the 15 years since September 11th in New York City, Hillary Clinton there, and then she suffered a bit of a health emergency. And that has everyone looking at the presidential campaign this morning through the health lens.
That's right, David. Look, this is not good for the Clinton campaign, that's for sure. Here is the pictures of the Secret Service men literally picking her up, supporting her by the elbows, whisking her off. She's got pneumonia. Pneumonia is a very serious illness for those people who are over 60, 65 years old. She's 68. I'm sure she's going to have the best health care that is possible. Nevertheless, she's been advised to rest during the countdown days of the campaign. There will, of course, continue to be the rumors put out by the Republican rumor makers that she is seriously ill and this is worse than it appears. If by any chance it is, and I don't think it is, it would be the responsibility of the Clinton people to say, okay, this isn't going to work. In order for the Democrats to win, we have to move aside. And clearly, it would come down to Joe Biden versus Bernie Sanders. I don't have any doubt about that. Nevertheless, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that she is going to recover, and I think that she's going to have to move forward and vigorously because she's going to have to prove to the American people that she can do the job, that she has the stamina, she has the ability to do that. This is going to be very hard with doctors who are telling you to stay home and rest. And the other question is, how long has this been going on? When did she know she had pneumonia for the first time? There are now people who are saying she knew before. And that, of course, is going to be an extraordinarily tough hurdle for her to pass.
Not to mention it's amidst the remembrance of September 11th, 15 years since the attacks, Alan. And, of course, terrorism certainly on the top of the list in terms of fears of Americans.
No question. I'm looking at things like 9/11, of course. And remember, 9/11 was the second time that they had tried to take down the Twin Towers. So once was during the Cuomo administration. If you'll remember, they drove a car into the sub-basement. It didn't work, but it was worse than officials let on. This is amazing that America has been excused from some of the terrorism we have seen in other places. We have seen things like Timothy McVeigh, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about ISIS or ISIL or whatever you want to call it, doing their worst in this country. And you can bet that there are cells in the United States that are prepared to do this kind of thing. And it is a testimony to the FBI, to the CIA, to the others, that it hasn't happened yet in this country. But I think everybody understands that it could, and that is why the whole specter of 9/11 is so terrifying to so many Americans.
Finally, Alan, those of us that have lived anywhere in the New England area and certainly in New York, retailer and, of course, felon, Crazy Eddie, whose prices were insane, has passed away at the age of 68.
68, that's pretty young. I remember getting my first VCR there. I did. I walked in. I walked to the back. I think it was like $1,400. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Because it was very, very early. And I said, nah, we can't afford that. And we couldn't. And as I got to the door, somebody yelled at me, hey, wait a second. They must be communicating between the back and front. Hey, wait a second. We can do better. Nobody leaves here without a deal. And the price came. The price came down. So that's the way that they were running that business. Well, he obviously got himself into a lot of trouble, and nobody likes to see that, but it ended up awfully for him.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.